Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
The final imperative by Jesus is in the Great Commission, Matthew 28, 18 through 20.
That's the one that says go, right?
Yeah, just no, go. That's not
what it says?
Okay. Actually, it says, go therefore make disciples of all nations, which is the imperative. What people don't realize is there are actually two imperatives in the Great Commission. Because the second imperative is, behold, I will be with you to the end of the age. And so what I want to challenge people to do is, what happens if we make the Great Commission central and focal in our lives?
Okay, but people hear the Great Commission and they think of sending missionaries to the Pokot in Africa, the Quechua in Peru, which we're for those things.
Right.
But that's not the central verb of the Great Commission, right? So what? So is it missions or is it what?
Yeah, so let me tell you why I think we've missed discipleship for so many years. If you study the original King James Version of the Bible, and
I love the fact you called it the original King James Version.
Yeah, the 1611.
Good enough for Jesus, good enough for Paul, the apostle. Okay,
right,
the original King James.
So, and let me just give you the disclaimer. I love the King James Version of the Bible. 54 authors written over 3 years, three different cities, Westminster, Oxford, and London, just translated through the centuries and the staple for 400 years. I love the King James. I've got one on my wall. And I have to say that because people kind of push back on me when I talk about the King James. But if you read the original 1611 King James and you read Matthew 28, they give us this challenge, and it doesn't say make disciples. It says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Right. And so for 400 years until the 1920s, that was the staple of our the Bible we had. Okay. And so I think people have missed it because we have gone, just like the word says, to the nations to teach.
Right.
But as you know, teaching and discipleship are two different things. Mm-hmm. Discipleship involves teaching, but it's way more than that. And so it's not a class. You know, people think, what is discipleship? It's not a class. It's more than that. It's not a Bible study you sign up for. It's not a 40-day of purpose. It's not a 12-week seminar. It's intentionally equipping people, I believe, with the Word of God through accountable relationships, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and here's the key, in order to replicate faithful followers of Jesus Christ. And so the key of discipleship is the process is never complete until the mentee becomes a mentor or a player becomes a coach. You know, a lot of people say, well, Pastor, we've been doing discipleship for years. We call it Sunday school. We call it Bible study. And I say, yeah, that's a part of it. But how many groups have you generationally reproduced? Mm. And sadly, if discipleship ends with us, it's not true biblical discipleship.
Okay, so give me some of the elements of what makes a disciple-making relationship. Let's say you're going to disciple me, or we're going to disciple somebody else. What are you looking? What are you looking for them to do, or to know, or to become?
Yeah, it's a great question. I was in my discipleship group 2 years ago with a group of guys. We met, and I really think 3 to 5 is the most effective model.
3 to 5 people.
3 to 5 people. Okay. I've written about this in Rediscovering. I have 8 reasons why I don't do one-on-one. Now, I'm not against one-on-one.
Sure.
I was mentored years ago by a guy one-on-one for 6 months. But I always do one-on-one out of the group, never in place of the group.
Okay.
So the group of 3 to 5 will meet, and guys will all the time say, Robbie, can I meet with you about my marriage? Or can I meet with you about my job? And we always meet one-on-one. But there's 8 reasons I give in the book why I think the most effective group is 3 to 5. So I was launching this group 2 years ago. And one of the guys who's a construction owner, he's a foreman, and he said, Pastor, what can I do to know if I'm being effective? Mm-hmm. How do I gauge success? And I thought, that's a good question. And so what I did is I came up with the marks of a healthy discipleship group.
Okay.
And so I want to give them to you. This is how we gauge success in this discipleship relationship. The first thing is I'm holding my group of guys, and we do gender exclusive, men with men, mm-hmm. women with
right,
women.
Sure.
And there's a number of reasons for that, because you're not going to be open and honest if your wife is sitting next to you.
Yeah, and that's not an uncommon thing. I mean, not everyone would appreciate it, but the idea enables a greater sense of communication about things that might be sensitive. So, fair enough.
Absolutely, yeah. So the first thing I want to do is I want to hold them to be missional.
Okay.
And I want them to see that the greatest mission field they have is their neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most often overlooked and neglected part, but it's the greatest mission field we have. And to live the gospel, not just in their neighborhood, but at their workplace, and to share the gospel, not with their life, but with their lips. The second thing, the A, is the accountability aspect.
Okay.
And it's not just Ed, just holding people accountable to read the Bible, mm-hmm. although we do that, or holding people accountable to memorize the Word. We do that. But it's, man, are you loving your wife as Christ loved the church? Are you living out the gospel at your workplace?
So that much up in somebody's face, asking questions about how they're doing in their marriage. So not a leader talking about it, but asking people questions one another.
Yeah, here's the adage.
Yeah.
You can't expect from another person what you don't inspect in their life. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.